Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw The Revisionists.
Revisionist, yes, at Metro Arts.
Yes.
Look, this is an absolute surprise packet. It's a piece that I knew nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
A sort of small plot line. We have an American writer who goes to stay with a distant relative that he hasn't actually met in person in Poland. To revise his novel.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of takes place in her apartment from there.
Yes, this is written by actor Jesse Eisenberg, who you may recognise from films like The Social Network and Batman v Superman.
Of course I recognised him from those things, absolutely.
This was who wrote it.
Yes.
He was not in this very small Brisbane production.
No, he wasn't. Well, basically a two-hander with a...
Third person.
This was surprising. It was shocking. It was confounding. And I thought, pretty damn brilliant.
It kept you guessing. You would never really got your footing with this work. And that can be good or bad. And in this case, it was really, really good.
Yeah, because you thought you had the measure of how this relationship between this upstart young American and this Polish woman who had survived the war, how this was going to play out. And every time you go, oh yeah, here we go, it did something else. But in a way that was authentic, was real, troubling, confronting, and pretty damn excellent.
And didn't give you any easy answers?
No.
It was open-ended in that not everything was wrapped up in a neat little bow about exactly why and how and...
No.
And that's life. Not everything is wrapped up in a neat little bow.
Yeah, and you had these two characters that were very, very strong, very different. So you have people from two different worlds but thrown together in a way that makes sense, not just for dramatic convenience. And the story unfolding from there. I thought the story was really, really heartfelt, and I thought the performances were pretty amazing.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And yay, as I said in a little speech at the end, yay for independent theatre, yay for people taking risks and doing something different and unheard of. And I hope it does really well because I think it was something quite...
It deserves special. To do well.
It does deserve to do well.
And we need more theatre in Brisbane. We just do. We have some of the best training programs in the country. And then suddenly all these artists are being forced to leave because we don't have the work.
Well, I think it was interesting that Kate Foy... who's a trainer at the conservatorium,
mm-hmm.
and the lead female met our young man at the conservatorium, and so this is the type of talent we are fostering, and to see these people from two different generations coming together to make great art is, I think, really rewarding.
And we should. We have some of the best training programs, and we should reward them by putting on great work.
So which of your drama tutors are you going to pair up with?
All of them. Anyone? None of them. Some of them. Who knows?
Who knows?
Work is work.
Work is work. Yeah, look, short run, just take a risk on something different. Trust us, it's really not a big risk.
No, it's not. It will definitely pay off. Rating.
Look, I hate giving everything a high distinction, but when a high distinction is earned, a high distinction is earned.
I'd agree. This is definitely a high distinction.
Okay. Tomorrow we're at the opera.
Yes, we are. For Orpheus and Eurydice.
Catch you then.
Bye-bye.